where we're moving on.
Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia. This is Money Talks.
We're back. It's Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako, along with Ted Parrish and Dr. Gene Hensler.
Question of the week. Gauging risk tolerance. This is from Corey in Candler Park. My 401k at work has suggested portfolios based on risk tolerance. I read a few articles online that wanted to know Dr. Gene's advice on how I should gauge my risk tolerance. Well, I'm glad that somebody at work was giving you the guidance that one of the things you ought to take into consideration is your risk tolerance.
Yeah.
And risk tolerance is as much psychological mm-hmm. as it's anything else.
Yeah.
If you can't sleep at night because your retirement portfolio goes up and down in value,
mm-hmm.
then it doesn't matter about all the fancy stuff Ted and I are going to talk to you about risk mm-hmm. and how to measure it and et cetera. You're just not built for the stock market. And that means you need to put your money into something that's less risky than the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
And those would generally be considered fixed income investments, and fixed income investments on the shorter side of the portfolio. When we talk about risk, we really talk about variance around the expected mm-hmm. return. And stocks, Teddy, are what? The most volatile, Rob?
Are the most volatile, and you know, small caps and international stocks being the highest. I mean, you can have a standard deviation, which is volatility around the mean return, of 18 to 22% from small to international. And that's...
Yeah. And when you get these kind of variances in there, that's how people measure risk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how you can over... You can never eliminate that now.
No. I mean,
people can talk to you, and you can use all sorts of puts and calls and do all that. Then what you're doing is you're lowering your return every time you lower your risk level.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying fees and commissions.
Yeah.
But the thing to remember is you can accept risk if you have time. That's the distinguishing thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I need my money a year from the day, the last place in the world I'm going to put it in is the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Last year I would have made 30%. There are some years I would have lost 30%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't put 1 year money into there because you're rolling the dice.
Yeah.
But if I don't need the money, we use an arbitrary figure of 10 years. If I don't need the money for 10 years, chances of you being in a position well, you aren't able to sell your stock sometime within a 10-year period of time without a significant profit are very rare.
Yeah. So with us, it's risk tolerance is measured by your ability and your willingness to take risk, starting with the ability, you know, measuring out what are you going to need in the next 10 years. Then once you have that handle, you may be more willing to take
you
more
should
risk.
Be willing.
Yeah, you should be more willing.
Oh, it makes rational sense
yes.
to take on more risk. And risk tolerance is a psychological and a intellectual
mm-hmm.
pursuit. The risk tolerance, I said, some people just aren't built to watch the stock market go up and yeah. down, even though they know, I don't need this money for 10 years or 12 years. Who cares? It'll be back up. Some people don't have that ability.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that happens to them is when the market goes down, they do what?
Panic.
And they sell.
Yeah.
And that's the worst thing you can do because now you've just guaranteed yourself a loss.
Okay. Yep. So time horizon for us and also
liquidity needs.
Yep. And then the type of investment quality when we are invested in a growth category that's more volatile.
Yeah. Otherwise, what you can do is to minimize risk is there's a company that is on the verge of bankruptcy is significantly riskier than a company that you know will go get over the next mm-hmm. recession or depression, right? Now, going along with that is that they're more volatile, and they always are more volatile.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is this is the kind of company that's going to double in price in a year. It gets out of a recession or this Great Depression, and the stock went from $60 a share to $8 a share. Okay? Well, you see it pop up to 16 and go, what a great stock. time to jump into this doggone thing. False illusion. Mm-hmm. The great companies would have gone from 60 to 40 mm-hmm. and working their way back up to go over 60. They don't have that kind of movement. So when times start to pick up off a recession, there's a tendency for people to buy junk stocks, mm-hmm. right? Low-quality companies. Mm-hmm. You're not that good. We're not that good. There are experts out there who do nothing but buy crappy companies.
Is that one of them technical terms?
It's mm-hmm. a crappy company is a technical term.
Okay.
It's
you got to have a PhD.
That's
Q to
right.
C. I just wanted
you to see.
I don't want to
confuse the listening audience. That's a mm-hmm. big word.
It's a technical term. You may not understand it. Okay. I'll explain it on some show. but anyhow, when you buy quality companies, you eliminate that kind of risk. That's called credit risk. It's not just a
bankruptcy risk.
It's just not a company that fails to pay its bills. We think about that. But it's a company that just goes out of business mm-hmm. because of the risk and stuff like that. And what people don't understand is that we've had companies like, was it Delta that went bankrupt and came back? The old Delta stock mm-hmm. was worth how much?
A nickel, just for cosmetic value on the wall.
Right. The Delta stock today is not the same Delta stock as about 10 years ago. Yeah. Back then, people said, well, look at Delta. It almost went bankrupt and came back. It did go bankrupt and it did come back. But the stock of people who owned it when it went bankrupt got nothing.
It's a new list.
It's a new company. So I'm just trying to cover the kind of things that you may be told, to encourage you to take risk into lower quality companies. Small caps, ultra mini caps. With no experience. A company that doesn't have earnings, in my opinion, is worth zero. I wouldn't pay a penny, I'd pay a penny for Amazon. Hmm. But Amazon doesn't make money. And you've been betting it's going to make money. And you've been betting it's going to make money for what, 15 years now?
Long time, longer than that.
20 years right now.
Yeah.
Hey, this is an emperor has no clothes kind of thing. You know, with Amazon and his big fight with Hatchett? Over the books, they want them to get a larger share of the profits. Mm-hmm. And Hatchett says, no, you can't have them. People are saying it's not just them, that Amazon has got to get bigger profit margins from these books. They can't afford to be selling the prices of the books for the prices they're selling them. That should give you some warning.
You can't make it up on volume?
No. You lose a penny a book, you can't make that up on volume.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Even though you don't have, quote, retail space.
I'm just checking.
Okay. And we beat that to death, but I think it's something to be concerned about. Our 10-year rule is our way to protect you from doing anything foolish. But it's been a great show. Looking forward to talking to you next week. Will I be here next week?
Maybe.
Oh, don't talk like that.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.